officially end. 30th inning, I don't know if officially end. 26th inning officially end. So it's not the official. Kick out the door. So kick out the door. From this line in. 25th. Okay. In looking through some of the Tzvarim, remember we mentioned that Rav Avadya wanted to bring a held at the court of the Rambam, the din of Kvura is the Rabbonon. I couldn't see where we got it from, because quite the contrary, the right of Tzad Rambam, the right of the Gemara has remnant of Kvura, the Rabbonon, that's not the halacha. The left permission, that's why Rambam is asking that it's irrelevant. The reason it is, the reason is that, oh, that's in the time of the cross. That's how we got it from. I just looked it up. The end of the Simon Chav Beis. And Rabbi Yohanan Yoridea, Chelagim Yoridea. Because if you look carefully, it says in the beginning of Tarek Yidala, it was also a very famous Rambam. This is a statement of the Ram, the Bakar Cholam, the Nakam Avelim, the Hoti Amet, the Hakam Takala, the Rabba Taorchim, the Asik of Trochei Akvura, the Salakafe, the Elfonav, Lisbon, the Lachbor, the Likbor, Chenet Sameh, Hakala Vachosin, Lutazim Vachosokheim, Vele Gmilu Kassan Shibudufo, Shem Lem Shiv. Afa Pishko, Evit Tzeru, the Divrayim, for Ein Bechlav, Asher Efa Kamocha, etc. The Rabbi said, Shat and Ramba, what's the Rabbana, the Zoraita, the Rabbana, 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 the in the midst of Pratis, Vikacholim, Vikam Avelim, etc., etc., that is only mid the Rabbon. So the Rabbon says, Shabbat is Rambam. So the Raja says, look, Shabbat is Rambam. Lachbor v'litbor. That the doing of the actual Kavura is a mitzvah of saying mid the Rabbon. Had there been a general mitzvah, he called it the Gwena by Yom Ahu, and the mitzvah of saying mid the Oraita, which is the part of the way to Lechav Ishma of Shabbat Rambam. So why does Hell yet the mitzvah of saying show the Graham, laugh for the lick for. Why don't you say it? It's the same as the Oraita. You tell me it's the right for the Mila Chassanim? That we know already. The other things are the right of Mila Chassanim, but in a specific Mitzvah Rabbana Kulah, the Torah, the Kacholah, the Kamavelim, a specific, you know, delineated Mitzvah Rabbana. So, all the quotes of the Chamishnah says, the Ramah of the Kavur, the Mitzvah Oraita, as such. The Bereal, the Rambam, and the Chutzpah. I don't know. And there's no reason to let the Mishnah say it. You have to answer. It's the Mitzvah the right of Kavura as an independent Mitzvah. Kavura? Here, Rambam is including Kavura as over and above Kavura being part of the general Mitzvah to say the right of the Chutzpah. And over and above Kavura being a testament to say the right of Shikava Tikrena B'Yamahu. Aside from all that, Kavura is a separate Nimid Rabbanon as a specific example or subset of Gemil Kassadim, just as Bika Cholam Nicham Avelam Nachman Tzorchamam, Nachman Tzorchamam, Nachman Tzorchamam. Maybe. Yes. Part of the Kassir. Arrangement, could be. The same as if you, passion is that way. Right. The last of the Rambam is asik for Motorf Akhmur. This asik means, you know, you arrange it. It could be, you know, the generality. Okay, I just wanted to point out to you that that's where you got it from. I didn't know where you got it from. It's not an arichas. I made a joke, which is that was a very poor one. The Kitzur Nimrod. I think Elijah was an arichas maris. That's one line, the end of a long two other things. The Mitzvah goes around, and the hope is to school with the Rabbanon, and then if not to meet him for whatever his other pilpul is. So while I'm looking at the Abiyah, looking around, I found this fascinating, and Simcha Chavdalos. He discussed this issue, which I confronted once in my rabbinic career. One time only. Very sad story. You know, you never know you run into when you're into a Rabbanon. A nice Jew. Now, no longer with us. It was really one of the, when I came into my original Mitzvah Shul, so there were a few elderly years, you know, from a different generation, you know, from the born in America or raised in America to begin the turn of the century, And how familiar were during their youth, but now that they got a little older, they came back to some of their roots. One very holy Jew came back. You know, his daughters were not brought up in the public school. What can I tell you? 50 years ago. So what do you expect? So I still remember this story. It's an incredible story. I know the exact date of it even, of the relative's bar mitzvah in Baltimore, and it was Slichas night. It was 8-9 days before Rosh Hashanah. So we spent Shabbos there. I came back, and I came back, they're ready to sing Asherah. Slichas, I walked back. Just came in and saw Mr. Slichas. And after Slichas was over, it was 1 something in the morning, and I was at Shabbos, and I just had driven 3 hours plus, so I was a little tired. And then I walked over to Rabbi, terrible tragedy. He had never one granddaughter. He was given to me Shabbat. So he had 2 daughters and 1 granddaughter. His one granddaughter never married, another daughter didn't know exactly what. She was mad. I couldn't figure out what's going on. He used to be Shabbat very carefully. There's another clue. We don't have Shabbat in our children. Once a year, you get Shabbat. Shani and Kippur, you get an Aliyah or a Hakkar or a Lila or something, or Shabbat Shuga, we had extended for the other. The Shuga got bigger, that's it. Otherwise, you get a mitzvah, you have a baby, you get a wedding, then you can get a, because otherwise it's possible. Go right through. And then I listen carefully to what's going on. It turned out what? Just one daughter never apparently had, quote, married or not married, I don't know, somebody, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was black. I'm not mistaken. I saw pictures of his granddaughter too, and I killed in the car, and killed in the ground. And I don't have to officiate. Rabbi, please come and take care of the Levi. I never had it. Came into one of Riverside, or one of Jewish persons who died. Tragic death. A Jewish person. And I walked in there. Whoa. Whoa. So aside my other shock when I walked in, I saw the entire oran was strewn with flowers. Now my immediate association with flowers was the... Anybody? That's my immediate association. What am I going to do out here? He said the appropriate thing. I started talking, and his mother told me afterwards, Nebuch told Marie's mother, that she was so angry in the first part of my remark, she almost walked up and stopped me in the middle. I was talking about it was the first day, whatever. She didn't like it. Then I switched to a different Nakuda. Oh, Rabbi, that I like very much. I was talking about it. Young, and I was talking about it. Last week I mentioned that, whatever. But I just thought church, come safe from the church, probably an Easter Gomer, but what am I going to do? I'm going to walk out now. The Bavayan told you about it. Simchav Dalet, Yerodei Chela Gimel. He says, in some parts of the same Taka Asher, Asuchu Koseh Avot Erechu. He thinks it's Mutter. Gor. He says, he's not encouraging it. It should be discouraged strongly, but he thinks it's not of our land, Asuchu Koseh Avot Erechu. Why? It has a reason. The Gra on one hand, and the Ran and the Marik and the Ramah on the other hand. Very famous machlokes. If you have a hope, has a reason, is it considered a violation of Kuposayim or not? So here, that's a reason for the covenant I made. Do you think it's not a violation, strictly speaking, of the Kuposayim, low, they lay. As a matter of fact, that's really the typical Bayan head for their Amor is found. If a Vajra being the Bokhi that he is, but if you're in the Tavela, you'll find a remez to this sin in the dark emotion, in Simon Shin Sadi Gimel. Just cousin, baby. We posted another, I wasn't aware of this. Another very important ally, Peshitas Haran and the Ma'arik and the Ramon. That's the Rivosh. He said, there were certain places where the Avil would go every day of the Shiva of the Shiva Yemei Avelus to the Beit HaKvara. Sounds goofy to me. The aim limchos though. He's a mock of the female hog. I now leave the house and see what's next to that. That's a push in case I now leave the house in the general state. The Alpha got to come, I used to be Halem, okay? That was an Arab stuff, and if it is likely it is that there was a connection between the Jewish custom and the Arab one. We have an expression in European Jews, yet Christoph Yudotach, as Jews would somehow imitate some of the customs of the Christians, but I guess in the Sephardic land, I don't know how to say it properly, the Arab, I don't know what it is, they don't speak Yiddish anyway. So they used to follow the some things which came more likely from the, that kind of thought. Abraham is a chukas agoyim. Why? So dorf and alam alocham, Abraham is a darki amori. Where's that? Right, we just passed it. It's simen shin mem ches. We just sort of glossed over it. Sif aleph. Dorf and alam alochim. Right? And the Gemara, which is quoted, says, Abraham is a darki amori. But it's interesting. Right, the shakwas of shin mem ches and tat nalas. Abraham is a darki amori, but love is a bal tashu. Zel Kvodom. So it's Damshu, Bachem, Bechlei Tashvish. So it's Baal Tashvish, because they can't use it anywhere. They only use the Kvodom of Allah. And it's not considered a violation of what? Of Nu. Of Bechukol Tehen. It's Tan of Chumash, the Sigma says. It's Tan of the first of Chumash. Tanakh. Tanakh. The reference to the Torah from Allah Malach. In Tanakh, there is no violation of Bechukol Tehen. That we must have had enough in the days of the day. Problem. Vice the choice. That if it would not be written in Tanakh, then there would be a problem of Kukul Seh Mosele, even though it makes sense, they'll cover up a lot. That's the gross kasha, the Toysus Raya against the Ram, the Marik, the Ramo, and the Rivosh. You know, it's four against two, but the Gemara is going to start at the two. The Purushi Gemara. The Bavadji is resort to an interesting answer, which is, Machlekes HaSugis. And then the Gemara against the round and the Ramo, and the Marik and the Rivosh, and put the whole time Achlekes, and they're going to vote as Aryeh Dalas, and send it to the state, and they pass it to the Kul. And he tries another answer, doesn't work, that's the answer she gives. Here, it's a Bepurish and Gemara, it's a Bevaj. And Gemara is based on Tavavim and Alam. Either, but we know the Gemara from Beis, so that's what we know about. I think most people who ever learned from number set the base, but most people have at one point or another, are familiar with my mom on cut, same thing. Oh. On that vog, in the set the base, there's a discussion of Kvura, the Yomtav Sheni, the Rishon, the Yomtav Sheni. The Gemara says, on Abba Manalis, that Yomtav Sheni, the Gemara made, to call Shavu Rabbanan, I feel the Megas Lake Lima, which means Mekach Rikim, Ulemegez le'ato, Rashi, hadat yomanichem al nita samei tachvodo. So they have flowers on the coffin. It's not a new idea. Chanofa never gomor with Rashi and baked it up. That's what he said. Even though the ma'aseh of hatchilas is done, we don't do this anymore. But the Di'evet, he says, try to discourage it, but don't make a tara. So I told him, many years later, this must be now this goes back. I think almost 13 years, but I feel a little bit better now that I found a Mavadji says that not as bad as I thought it really was. Yes. Could be. I don't know. It could be not exactly the smell. It shouldn't overcome the smell of the mace. A doctor. Maybe the flowers also smelled. I don't know. Gracious. But at least there's some basis for it. Yes. You can't take it off that much. No, that could be. After the Gemara talks about whatever you throw on a mace, it's considered already part of the Easter Hanoah. We just know that also, do we not? Shin Mem Tes. Shin Mem Tes. We've learned already a few dinim, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So if you throw things on the mace, so then those things are after the Hanoah. Correct. Okay. Fine. Let us go further, because again, at the rate we're going now, we're just never going to get anywhere. Okay. May I continue? You got a question? I'll take it. Okay. Shinnon Aleph. Tachrichi ha-meis mutlasasun mikilayim. Aleph says that you need a tallis. Bays says that you need a tallis. Bays says that you need a tallis. The ultimate poor person, some of those never bed, he can't do any mitzvahs or whatever. It's called the refer to the rush. It's not nice. You should work that he should be buried without a talis. And how can you bury him in Kalayim? Very, not so simple. And Bob has an interesting answer. He says that, you know, we make believe as if you were alive. It's very strange. We live in a world of fantasy land, of hypothetical. Well, a dead person would be a person like this would be alive would be allowed to wake alive. Why? Not a beggar hamachamim. But he'd be alive. But if he'd be alive, but I mean, everything else but dead. Just that there was then that's what Ramban says. I'm not kidding. That that's why no problem of Lord left wake alive. That's what he said. The famous answer of the Meshech Chochma, Jeremiah Simcha, it's one of the things between Aseid and Lota Seid, in other contexts. Aseid, if you don't fulfill it, as the Gaon, the Lester said in his deathbed, that so he was crying, so they, why are you crying? Because I can't learn, I'm sick. Has he ever read this stuff on honors? You're an honest, you can't help it, but the post office responded, Allah an Aynet Hotmanish. It's enough for the Yerushalmi, of course. Go on in the Torah. Untalab command the oven. So, that means if you're true, you're an honest, you can't learn Torah, but you don't have a mitzvah to say of Torah. If you do a low to say the own, it's not an Aveira. But now it's not the dollar, it's not an Aveira. But if you don't fulfill an aseg on it, so true, it's not sinful, but hotmanish, you don't have the, you haven't fulfilled it, so that's shadow beer too. Kilayim, the mason burning kilayim, you. Alright, again, the mason chav, she's part of an amitzvah. So therefore, it's not considered anything, Lord the Rosh, to burn kilayim. But not to perform a, not to assist him as part of an amitzvah too, because after he died, now if he can't sit at the beginning of Lord the Rosh, then hotmanish, he's not able to fulfill the, this is a thing. That's what they, look at the Tevah Meshachot. Okay. But let's go back to the idea of Tzitzit. So Ramoy has, Yesh Omer V'Ein Tzorach Tzitzit. Big Machloit. Big Machloit. Do you wear Tzitzit or don't you wear Tzitzit? Chayv or not? So Ramoy, that's funny compromise. The Noach was a cover of the Tzitzit, after post the Tchila of Tzitzit, of Korach and Achas min HaKantos. You possible to fast then. Absolutely fast. The Ramban, the steer in two sources. The Ramban said, I found the solution. The solution is what he calls the Bryce, the Chitona calls the Seth the Sittin. It's the thing, you know, the Seth the Sittin, one of the Seth the Sittin. There it's supposed to dispute about this issue. And it turns out, it is centered upon the following basic question. Are tzitzit tashmisha mitzvah or tashmisha kedusha? Tashmisha mitzvah is disrogant. Tashmisha kedusha ain't disrogant. So the tzitzit seems to say, if it's tashmisha mitzvah, you should bury it in kosher and talos. The tzitzit kosher and tzitzit. Tashmisha kedusha they're not. So the Ramban, we pass in the Shas Bavli, tzitzit tashmisha mitzvah, not tashmisha kedusha. You have to bear in the kosher of talus, finish the proper talus. So I throw my mind and resolve all the serious and various sources. That's what he said. Yeah. Hey. I love swamp time. We do it all the time. You find the source. The source has a question, unresolved. The source tells us what the question depends upon. In a different place, we know that the answer to that their unresolved question is resolved in a different place. They resolve the issue as well. Well, I must be saying. I'll read it to you. The honor of Rachmei Shemayim, a matzah of Iker of the Nalek, has suffered as any Israel. I solved all problems. Page Kuf. But seen of the bride of the Sefer Sittis, the Shevim and Sefer Kitanim, who are they? Sefer Pesach Torah, Mezuzah, Tzvillim, Sittis, Avodim, Kusim, and Gerim. Wow. What does it say there? Ein Matzitis, Ein Matzirin, Sittis, Alamein. Abishol, Ben Vodnus, Matzir. Omer Abishol, Amalik, Sheomus, Hatzali, Sittis. Bishiyesh, Bamishim, Kedusha. He tells you why I want to stop, but he also have Kedusha. The Chacham Omer, Ein Ba Kedusha. And therefore, you don't remove it. No, we see clearly that the ones who hold, you remove the Sittis because they hold the Tashmish and Kedusha. We pass in the Tashmish and Mitzvah and Israqim. And therefore, you should bury in Sittis. He even claims, and even according to Abishol, that you made special Tachlichim, which were never used for a Chai, with no other Tashmish and Kedusha, and you can use it. That's what he claims. That's not relevant to us, since we pass on the Chacham in any event. He said that if you made special Tachlichim just for a maid, which are never used, intended to be used for a living person, even Abishol would agree, and you'll leave it to stop. That's the Ramban goes further than that. Now, the Bach here quotes a Mordechai in Halacha Ketanim, who says like this, an interesting question. A new thing came up. That's the basis for the Rambam. Lower the rush can work in two ways. One is, the maid started, you're not giving him a fair distance? You can cut the other way as well. What happened if the person wasn't so careful in his lifetime with the midst of sin? Now, the fact that he's wearing sin could be held against him. See, it's a recurring theme. And we said, you're masked in an inappropriate fashion. They did the other was not true. Held against him. They hold him to the standards. They say, and he comes up wanting. We mentioned about bringing the mate to the shul. And the chachma fell to his toe. It's rather mate. Because he held, oh, you're like the room is on. Here too. You bury him in Sittis. What? Shiknaka. And you were alive, you were in Sittis all the time. That's where the whole change came from. I don't know what the minig was in time of the Rishonim, because my Ashkenaz would speak about it, the time they weren't so careful in wearing Sittis. I don't know. I can't say for sure. But that's what it says. He said over here the quotation of Rabbeinu Tam. It's a little bit different connection. Over Rabbeinu Tam, the Sha'atah is not to Anshe Maitre. The Tits all the Tariyat. The Eel or Talas, the Nirik Eilu Shekiyim Kola Tarakula. Habla Eilu Sheker. And the reason is a different verse. Atah Shein is Tarva, but this is Vitlua. Misha Bishat Misa Shepotam and Tits Eel over Chayav Shekiyim. Yilo v'chayev so yachayev lo yilo. Have a log the rush in the other direction. Nice quote books in between. There's a master to read. Kishachivna, when I die, I save it, when I look sure at the country I beg it. I will tell them to tie up my sister and put it in the corner. She was the mother of the last sister should be when I get to the Priya Tamesha. So it says it'll be buried, it'll come up with the same the God is. But after I beg it, I caution him, I raise, believe in the the ain't that mean also. He's one of my tasks of an also to be, you know, so he's to get the mason done. Not to, we don't look at the fears, that's his name to Hesha. The chain of the lasso. So what do you do? Tie the tips in the two corners to two knots, and the other two corners to two knots. There's no upper compass, no sitters, and not, so there's no log with rush. On the other hand, lost the love of Yatir Aksharim, where it's clear love of compass, could be not, there's a mean also. That's the compromise. The compromise. The kind of a monitor. And some tuck it into a corner. It's invisible. A different kind of monitor. But the Marshal says, no. The North Lakshan lifts all that distance. The Patalus. The nearly Shatol Lunasa Pesa Kvaris Imatis. That's the Rinvat. Carry him with distance to the cemetery. And there you Patalus. And as we saw the Ramah. To the back, he should not pass. The rope going and say, he shouldn't pass. Despite that, Rabbi, the Minigan, I think all over the place, they pass on it. And the Aruch HaShulchan tells two remarkable stories. One that I heard a slightly different version of, but it's the same Lutha Haskell. The Vilna Goyen knew no chokhmah. He knew, he found the Shulchan Aruch. He gave a strict instruction to a Talmud. L'achamei HaVeshim, I want you to bury me in a kosher palace with kosher tzitzit. Don't pop with the Chavarim. I want you to see to take care of me. The iron story that I heard was that the Talmud was very close to the Groth.
hardly ever left. But Yontif, you know, Yontif is a Yontif, gotta go to his parents, I don't know, his in-laws, maybe not quite, but committing Avedinus. He went away to his some nearby town where his family lived, Sukkot, and the guard was Nifter and Chalamoy Sukkot. The story is told that I heard, and he heard the guard was Nifter, he got on the horse, and he ran, he knew his Zebuch, the one the guard confided in him. He arrived just after they finished burying him. Too late. That's the story I heard. Rav Hashulchan has a different story. The Talmud was right there. He was overcome with violent stomach cramps. He had to run to the bathroom, and then until he came back, it was too late. The kid there was a Simon and a Shemayim, and he said times that the author he stole the Shorah Shavu, that exact same thing happened to him. He gave a specific instruction to leave his kosher. And this is not also last minute. Oh, when they were pulling the sitters on, it got caught in something and ripped. That's what he said, Rav Hashulchan. But the Baruch Shalom, you know, with someone been hugging his throw, it reminds the story of the grub, the different story of the grub. The grub wanted to make it to Dukhani. He said that tomorrow Dukhani in Vilna. It's a shul. What happened? The shul burned out. Waited a few years, did it again. Again it burned out. He stopped. He said, Rebbe, lo b'shamayim, you're not going to believe it. He said, you're right, I don't believe it. I should burn the shul down a third time. So, whatever it is, I don't want to go into much what the... So the Rebbe has his ways of making Minhagi Yisrael Chayavim. So it's hard to go against Minhagi Yisrael. Although, I tell you the truth, I looked against your Achayim. Incredible. And I saw in Eretz Yisrael in there without a power at all. Go talk about it. Even, I don't want to say that, it sounds like too much of a joke, but I remember. We can't, the Chevron Kaddish and Eretz Yisrael are too tough anyway. We can't set up with them. No one can set up with them. They are so tough. Have you done Chevron Kaddish and Eretz Yisrael? Should I even deal with them? I don't want to say it's like a mafia. I mean, it's just, you know, they just don't, they don't move. They have this, they have part of the knot. They don't try to sit to knot, they tell you a knot. And they bury their shrine with no talent at all. Not kosher resistance, not talk resistance. And a gesher, a chayim, who writes these, a chayim, shalom, he's through and through. I don't know where it came from. I don't know exactly when it changed. But all over, they don't bear with the talent. I don't know about that other part there, so I don't know. Anybody know? I hear. I think so. It's the mal upset, and we're not upset right now. Different story. Maybe it's some song. Okay. The minig that was this is to cut off one of the four that's the minig which is just to come out every Kaddisha that I know about. Okay. Shin and Bay. We must cover this up. You tie it up, so right now while it's tied, you pop it. If you tie the Keshul Kayama between the front and back of this side, it's possible. But it was made to Hesher, he lived in Kiyot HaMeitim, so just be able to somehow untie it, and it'll be kosher, won't be possible or not. The Uriah Shechap, we have the Bali HaTayt, Apshara. Bali HaTayt is the expert of Apshara. Let's go. Shin and Bay. Tana Rabbana. And the Moed Kosher. The Rishona is the Yitzias HaMeit, Kosher the Krol, Yosem the Mitzot. Can you imagine this? If funeral expenses hurt the family more than the death of their relatives. Shrekwach. Ashu manichin also borach of imenu. Can you imagine that? He would leave the base and run away. He just couldn't afford to bury him. He'd run away. That's something else. The Hebrew Free Burial Association has to take care of it. Ashu borach of Gamliel. V'noach kalos da'atmo. Both to you v'klei pishna. Rabbi Gamliel, who was a very wealthy man, he was a great nazi, he said, I want you to do nothing with me, just bury me the simplest possible way. And they took simple, plain linen, and they buried him in it. The Nagul Kula Machem is like Krishna. Very simple, kind of linen and a simple material. And he made an effect of Takonah to Rabbi Gamliel, not to have big expenditures. This, of course, is a Takonah which applies to all areas of Jewish life. A good Rebbe, making takonos by expenses of the living as well. You can't afford a chasna. They try to run away from the chasna because they can't afford to invite so many people into fancy suda. So the Rebbe is making takonos. He can't invite more than this many people. He can't make the services more than this much food. So then it's not like the Rebbe's having. So the person is feeling embarrassed. Makes a smaller bar mitzvah and a smaller this. to my brothers and cousins, don't write anything about it. I write them, they don't write me. That should be insulted. The Rebbe gave. The Rebbe said you can't invite your cousins. Is that it? Finished. You invite X number of people, plus your immediate family. Uncles, yes. My father got invited. Cousins, no. Cousins, you can invite a cousin. First cousin, second cousin. I mean, they have things like cousins. I mean, it's not exactly the same as this, but it's the same idea. Try to limit expenses. I try that in my school, too. It's one of my failures. Yes, the Rebbe's not a fail, too. I try to institute, when I have a kiddush and Shabbos, you should only have one hot dish. Not more than one. Fail. No, I don't think so. I failed for personal reasons. The person who's in charge of the kiddush, a Holocaust survivor, and he wants him out of the oilum. You can't go against Hitler either. I mean, you can't go up against, you know. I should say, either the Yankee, Ben Yankee, should tell this guy who went through the camps that he's trying to celebrate life, that he can't serve Kugel and Schultz. It just doesn't go, you know, you can't. So, but the idea of Takonis has a base. Anyway, it's interesting, in Tiv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch, which is remarkable. Nagul Likbov of the God of Levonin. It's a remarkable thing, because if you look at the tour, and the Ramban quotes a bright Kilayim. Kilayim. End of Kilayim. Rabbi Yani told his son, don't bury me in white garments. Shemelo Ezke Ve'ye Chos Ben Avelim. In those years, the Chos were white and the Avelim were black. Lo Vishnor, don't bury me in black. Shemelo Ezke Ve'ye Chos Ben Avelim. Ella the Kerem Tzivuam Tzav. Blue. Light blue. So the male, again, sure. I'm neither here nor there, so the male, I can somehow, I guess I end up and get him, and they're wearing black, I'm wearing blue. No, I'm wearing a color. They end up in Gan Eden, so then they're wearing white, I'm wearing blue. Blue is fairly white. It's absurd. I must say. There's the Ramban, and the Torah quotes it. So, Eden, Nagu, Bilavon, and Vachain, Royal Asa. Why Royal Asa? It's just knackers. Think of it where it was. The Yushalmi quotes that one of the Amoraim said, bury me in white. Why is that going to be? He got up he was optimistic that he would make it, quote unquote. So since he thought he would make it, so the Ramban quotes it, Tej Tzadihei. I assume it's based on that Mandoma in the Yerushalmi, so we go against the original Brisa, which is the Brisa of Ramosi. It's logical. Rav Yoshia Matir al-Vashuni Chorin Chapisitin. What I mean? White. They asked him, are you better than your Rebbe? Rav Yochanan said, we're very in color. Amalun Uman of Bohit Fiyuvdai. Interesting expression. Am I embarrassed of my deed? Say, Moshe said, the Orer Atamidim, the year at Hashem. So, but apparently he was willing to be buried in white. Listen to this now. Rav Yirmiyah, another Amora says, bury me in white, shoes on my feet, a stick in my hand, and bury me on my side. Why? When the Shia comes, I'll be ready. He's ready, I'm ready to roll. He's wearing shoes, they're going to be running a marathon. He's with shoes on, a stick in his hand, and he's on his side, part of the event, right on his side. But they told him to bury. We don't bury. No one, never heard of anybody bury on the side. He buried, straight up, head up. But apparently he was afraid to take an extra second to get up from there. He was running together with a sheer cover. So he was, but also in white. So the Ramban figures, that's to get the meaning to bury in white. The man that ever buried in white. Okay. Because once after Takanas Rabbi Gamliel, it became sort of standard thing. And everything's standard these days. I wouldn't listen to anybody who said something to me. Huh? We wouldn't listen to them. Yeah, we would. You know, minhagim are always important. Kamsachever Kadisha, the minhagim are overwhelming. You try to make changes, it's almost impossible. Because they don't know any chokmah. Standard, everything's a standard. Now they're different standards. One chever was on this standard, another standard, and they can pick wicked turf battles in the chever Kadisha. But they have standards. Dalit. Matzimin Einav Shomei. You close the eyes. Nifta Piv Koshim Nechayav. If you his mouth open, you're supposed to close the jaw. Who pokes the cover of Achash and Medichin Osam, the Midev Sonim, the Golden Zinsara. You're supposed to close the body orifices after you wash the face with some kind of soap, some soap water, and you cut his hair. That's the mechab. Interesting mechab, how the mechab got it. It's based upon a Rambam. Quite a number of changes between Lashon of the Rambam and Lashon of the mechab. It's noteworthy. Lashon of Rambam, Perek Dalet of Ovo, Halacha Aleph. The true quote, Minit she yitzod omeid v'meisim u v'kvurasa v'amtsin eina shal meid v'dit tachpiv koshim l'choyav u'pokhim l'kovav achashem v'dichan osa v'sochin osa b'minei v'samin v'gozin saro, etc. Number one, the Rambam says Minit she yitzod, and the Mechaba left out the word Minit. Sounds like it's a din. Number two, the Rambam says Achash HaMadichan also V'tzokhin also B'minei B'tzovim. You have the impression B'dichan is probably B'mayit. They wash everything. And then after that you tzokhin also B'minei B'tzovim. The Mechaba left it out. Nothing exactly means that the Hadoch itself was B'minei B'tzovim. I don't know why he left that out. Another question. Number three, the Indian of Pishta, found in the Rambam, Pishta on the Levonim, not found in the Mechaber. Okay, but Ika Chosim on a Sefer, Pishta, not the Mechaber, Pishta. The word Pishta is not found in the Mechaber. Hello, Dover. Very interesting. I don't know what to make of all these things. The Chorah, the Bach already points out, that she says, my demon ain't, it's not a minute. What's the Rambam saying for? Miniature Yisrael is an Amtsinenu. It's a Mishnah, it's not a Minik. And I may add to the Bach. Sochen and Madichin is also a Mishnah. The same Mishnah, Kuftan Arf and Zayt. It's also not a Minik. I mean, whatever the Mishnah sounds like it's really a din. Perhaps it's called a Mechabalah from the word Minik. He only quotes the Iker Adin. Atimah Sa'ayim, which is a Mishnah. And Madichin. This is in question also over here. Madichin v'sochen is Lashon of the Rambam, but Lashon of the Mishnah is Sochen and Madichin. I saw in the Kobol Avelis, they have the whole of the reasons about why the order was changed in the Rambam. In the Minhag Chevrei Kadisha, they do both, different Mechaberes. They wash, that was water, then they sometimes use some kind of soap to clean up the body, then they wash again. So we Sochen. No spirit. Sochan and Madichan and Sochan. They're both true. Different chevers have different customs. Complete different kirchot. Mizrach and Mayrach. What one chever wants not to do, another chever says chas v'shalom. I'll give an example in a minute. The Zvonim is found in the Shulchan Aruch because that's based upon all the stories that we saw in the Shalmi, etc. Whereas Pishnan, although Rabbi Gamliel actually used Pishnan, he will follow him, it was never meant that Pishnan to be Davka. Maybe Levonim was all discussion, should it be Levonim, should it be this, should it be... Was it Pishnan or some different material? It was never a discussion of it. It's anecdotal. That's why Pishnan is not found. The Pishnan Shuvah goes to town about Pishnan, I'll give it there in HaKabbalah. I'll be mystery after Pishnan. A lot of mystery in this Chevrei Kadisha business. Mysteries are in different Kabbalah, Kabbalistic stuff. which, you know, people have different attitudes towards. The Yekas are against it. And it's just Kabbalah they run away from. Their chevers also think they'll be Kabbalah. The Tatsuna. You know, if you know about the Chichapa and Tzvi with the Yekas, and it's just, that's what it was. Smells of Kabbalah, they run the other way. Because they felt that Kabbalah was used by people of faith and to rule Klal Yisrael. There's a whole history behind it. So there were they, Yushalayim, very much into Kabbalah. You can't do it. Kabbalah, Yushalayim, So there is not much, literally, because Mizrach Mimaira, the Western meaning with the Eastern meaning, they're so far from each other. And there are many, many differences. I can't go into all of them, but I'll mention a couple. The Shach quotes, and it should be nice to think they're Christians. Think overboard, but it should be nice. And he said, what's the Mughal Yosef here? If you wear nice, means you believe in Tchiyat HaMeshech. What are you getting dressed up nice for? One of there are more quotes from one of the Balei Yosef. Later individual, Rabbi Lezer Alevi, he asked the Pharisee, make a slow, clean Tara, and wipe it through, wash it in my fingers and my hands and toes and my feet, hands and my ears, and give me shampoo, and comb my hair with a comb, and cut my fingernails. Look at this. Kadesh Yavol V'Tara L'Menucha K'mol She'arov Yolele P'kol Shabbat V'Beis HaKnet Shpit. The goal for sure not to be on a Monday. On Shabbat. He wanted to be Yom Shekula Shabbat. He wanted to be dressed as like, poof, you know. How they say it? To give the pun. Dressed to kill. So he wants to be exactly dressed up as he's going to Shul on Shabbat. Zachameh Metzum Shana. That's what he said. So, obviously, some difference is going to be, you know, but like he said, so there's different customs as to how much we agree to these kinds of things. So, every Chevra Kadisha has its own minhagim in this regard. That's fascinating, Dr. Moshe, in Simon Shinlan Bay. Okay. Shinlan Gimel, sorry, that's an important thing out. Shinnun Zayt Ramos comes from the Thursday from a Kobo. Strange. The talking Rosh of the Basin Trufim the Kliposa Shagavalu Shakos of Yolam. Sounds like you take eggs, put them on his head, because eggs go round. You read the Ramos, you should look, this is absolute sugar. The sugar. Because eggs are round, you have to knock all the head with eggs, and then feels alive, you throw a crack of egg on his head. That would be a bizarre. What's going on? Nay, you're looking, you'll have to look at the small print in the Kobo. It's like this. The fact that they would wash them, it's simply they shouldn't smell. The people should have grouped them until too low. Why egg? Listen to this. Simon Kozim, the Fisher, Malik, and also the Chutzla, here they cover. They say, Akira, a Kobo, Mishu, Yisrael. Also, Simon, there, that's all. And then it's Simon. We have gold seed between the toes, I told you last week. So that's our Simon. But they didn't have that, so they used to put eggs on his head, so that if a mason ever comes to a distant area, where you eat, you go, and they can tell, they open up, it's the eggs on his head. That would just be a very simple answer that they gave, that the temperance all over should recognize a Jew from a God. That's all. Ah, why egg? Why not milk? Why not, who knows what, cheese, meat? Oh, because it's a gargle of cholesterol. Not the shot they put eggs on to the end, it's a gargle of cholesterol. They put eggs on as a simon. And the reason they picked this simon as opposed to another simon because it's a gargle of cholesterol. So if you read the Ramah, it's just a simon. It doesn't read straight. That's the end. Do they still use eggs? Some chevers still use eggs, and some chevers don't use eggs. There's different chevers. That's not a big time. It's not, presumably it's not a design. Now, goldfish, yeah, I understand, that's what we do. So, okay. Yeah, but they take off the goldfish when they bury it. As I said, it's only there before they get that far. The Gesher HaChaim has a very lengthy description of the Hagi Chevra Kadisha at Minhagi Mishalai. Very lengthy. It's Perek Tet. Called Hatara. The word Hatara is already used in earlier sources, in all the earlier sources as the way
What?
I don't know how we're going to cover all this. It's not Sharia. And it goes back primarily to Kabbalistic sources, some of these things. Hillel and Masa Amesh, the Hillel Adoke, from the Kshaviyaz, from who knows where. They found it in Damascus. What can I say? They go to all kinds of different things. You know, we would consider it sort of with voodoo. They wash three times, and they this, and they this, and they this, and they this. The most remarkable and stunning part of the Minik Kevin Kadish Yerushalayim is described is what they call the Tzedika Pnimis. Apparently, they would want to eliminate any human waste which are inside the body at time of death, and they do it. They do it from the back. They just remove all that stuff. They call it Tzedika Pnimis. It's very graphic. I'm not going to read it to you. The Chochmas Adam writes about this Tzedika Pnimis. Chas v'sholom. The biggest bizarre you can imagine for the race. Can you imagine it? It's an unbelievable bizarre. And they say, no. The covenant of it. Let's give an example how it can be. For one minik, either the covenant or bizarre, that's how you look at it. Every chever follows its own customs. Yes. Don't hear you. Meister made the Tillul Azokim. Not a Gemara, not a person, not even Shalmi. So who's the voodoo? The Chochmas Adam is a gas. How can you do this thing? Terrible. And he, even the Gashkai was forced to have a lengthy defense in the Skelic Bays. He defends the Zika Pneumis. I don't think he'll do it here in this country. I doubt it. And there's a Tisha Kabbat. Tisha Kabbat is unbelievable, Tisha Kabbat. You know what Tisha Kabbat comes from? The Valkyrie. Right? Yeah, but that's when he's alive. The maiden of Via Vos Atuma. And they make Tisha Kabbat. What can I say? And he gives the whole Arichas throughout about Tisha Kabbat, which is done in most places still. Some actually put the base in a mikveh. He advertised, we have a mikveh. I think the Rav Moshe is true about it. The Rav Moshe came out against it because it's a Takanas from Gamliel. They charge $1,000 to put the mace to the victim. You know, how can you do such a thing? It's one of the, you can't win with these things. It's endless. I'm not going to read you all the ins and backs of the book. Just give you very briefly. After the Tara, they have what's called a Halbosha. They put on specific garments, eight different garments, and tell them how you sew the garments, who sews the garments, post the metaphor, the women sew the garments. He calls Atzimas Einayim Ba'opa. Dirt on the eye. That's true. The Yosef Yodo Ale Nefer. That's what the son does when he does that. Again, good stars, they have different stars. Talis, again, if there, so there's no talis. No talis at all. No talis. Talis off. It was one. Why? Look at the Chelik Beis. How can it be against them at first? They didn't show up. They have different customs. Again, everyone follows their own customs. It doesn't take too much time on Minhag and Kevra Kadisha. If you want to know about it, you go to a Tara or speak to the experts in the field. I think the biggest expert in the field is, as the newspapers say, but I found out it's Rabbi Elchanan Zon, who lives in Kew Gardens. He runs the Kevra Kadisha Queen, and he's consultants talent from all over the world. That's the piece of the Kevra Kadisha. If you're very shy of Kevra Kadisha, that's what you call up. But again, he'll tell you, he can always just tell you how to different menhagim, but which one you should follow. The different menhagim. The Germans are very strong, you know, they're always standing up, roof. I'll just give one example. There's an Indian of Shmira Tamei. Shmira? I don't know Shmira. Pashas in the Gemara in Bab Brochas is that Shmira is purely Mepneo Achborim. Shmira may look at the Chalila Bechat. When somebody dies, the body is, you know what happens. Anyway, all kinds of birds of prey and rats attack the body. That's the Pashas. The Mela, if the mace is removed into a refrigerator, that's what they do. Take it down to the log and put it in the refrigerator to steal the cold. No need for any shmira. But you know, you have to attach to the shmira. Rav Moshe doesn't show what you think shmira goes beyond an akbar. But the pashas in the Gemara. Not that way. The Rav Roya, the Chmona of Racha, they tell, I was told, not only did he say you don't need shmira, he offered shmira. He Asad Shmir in the funeral home, this Daniel called Hirsch. You ever been there? You ever been there? 167th and Jerome Avenue, but not far from Yankee Stadium. You go to the Yankee Stadium meeting, you probably pass it by. It's not far. It's in a very bad neighborhood. Roy is now a very smart man. They figured if he's going to allow Shmira for the Brummer, they're going to insist on Shmira. And they end up making the switches and walking home to Washington tonight in the middle of the night in the Bronx. And they're going to die. They're going to get killed. There'll be another Shmira. So Rabbi Breuer took on his shoulder to ask a Shmira. I had someone from my shul lost a parent, a good German, and he wanted to say to Shmira all night to get out of the house. Rabbi Breuer didn't think of stuff. Well, Rabbi Breuer out. He went out. And so it worked. Told after Rabbi Breuer passed away, they started relaxing it a little bit, you know, it was not as... but there he is, the Asad Shmir. Shmir is critical, but when the mace is not properly put away in a refrigerated sealed area, it's critical. But after that, Shmir is not the eager thing. You have no idea what the... You want to hire a Shemir or be a Shemir all night for extra carbon? Fine. But it's not an actual requirement. Pain their relief. Shin and Gimel. For Rishona, you Megalim, Me'ashim, here. By us, the worst thing was an open casket. We think an open casket in Eastern is all right. I can't ask anyone, it's a visceral reaction of any good Jew. So what is it today? For Rishona, for you Megalim, Me'ashim. The Prussians would have an open casket. Pashas over here is Megalim, Mamish. The face of the Mamish, oh. I said, what's that? U'mechazit, Me'ashim, Me'ashim. The poor were so poor that the face of the Amesha they could have a cover. They were rich, healthy, fat, that they would expose the face, rubbish, that's what it says. You can't believe this, right? Nah, must be a typo, must be a forgery. So the first thing Gemara by Tutton. The first, Chavdana went out. Okay. So, but they stopped. The Hanim of Messiah, the Lani was embarrassed, but the dead people have to be covered. It's Kino Shiyu Mechasim Ne'akol. That's all. Since it became a minig, it's a minig which is coming, you can't go against the minig. Open casket, forget it. No way, never. You may, someone get a request from a relative, we just walk in, I want to see my mother one more time. I want to see my father, I want to see my brother, my wife, my sister, my child. Don't allow it. Once the Aaron is covered, once the Chav is covered, close. That's it. That's our minute. Finish. Before they wrap the Tachrichim completely. So, you know, I wouldn't encourage it, but you can't prohibit it. The Kevin Hadishan thing, the person is coming. But afterwards, that's it. Finish. Identification purpose, everything's good. I know some of Nebuch in my community, and there's a tragedy in life. Some of Nebuch died in the car crash. Moved to the windshield. Terrible story. And very, very bad. It was a Friday afternoon, of course. Not a good time. It's never a good time for this, but Friday afternoon. Nebuch. So they died of a fire on Sunday. And they want to be 100% positive identification. And if someone's a doctor, he wasn't so squeamish. But his own mother, but he called him in the chutzpah to be a Rebbe in a yeshiva. He never had to go in to make a positive identification. You don't want to make a mistake. So, for that reason, you have to bring someone. But that was before the... I remember once... somebody saw it. Paranoia that this is a mistake, a mix-up. I'll tell you a case I had, in which I was first one on the scene. I was called in to run to Columbia right over here because all the relatives are far away. When the sun came, for this, I already had arranged that there should be in the refrigerator downstairs. And I was sitting smearing from the morgue, waiting for the individual to come. So he came and I started moving the aura in the house because he's transported them to Brooklyn for a fire, and also a fire. So he said, that's my father. Cover it up. my father, how do you know for sure that people are there under stress, they can go, you know, the crazy thing. I'm telling you, this is it. Listen to me, I was there all the time. Yeah, you called me, I went, I ran. So I was afraid if I wanted to... Yeah, have to be careful. Let's go on. When is the tara done? I should change the cut, give a fiscal sugar. The tara is usually done just before the guru. But there was a problem that they were kept in the mace for a day or two because of the malchus. The government said, I think it's this day in Europe in some places, you can't bury for 48 hours. Am I correct? I think in Switzerland or something like that. Some places in Western Europe you can't bury. They're afraid to come back to life. This is extraordinary. They're crazy people. We'll see that. We'll see that on the other side of the page. Mendelssohn. We'll get to that a little later. The best thing to do is do the Tara close to the Kura. But if it's going to be a bizarre to wait that long, you do the Tara earlier. Earlier the maize become undone somewhat. You do it, you wash up again a little later on. That's a Chassam Sofer. It's Simon Shindun Bey, the cousin, Kitzma Shubat, the cousin Gimel, of course, Chassam Sofer. Fine. Let's go. Yeah. I mean this. Good question. Oof. Talk about it a little bit. If they keep the maize for 2 days, the most possible say that you have it for 2 days. Some disagree and say if it's such a long period of time that you would be considered not an anivus, not an avelus. It would be between limbo states. You do mitzvahs, you mean why? You can't do anything. But it's clock stopped. Thank God. Except for some, I think maybe once told over someone in Western Europe, it doesn't exist in our society. Fine. The long discussion about a NATO. The NATO required Kura and not required Kura. It comes up over here in Simon Shindon Gimel. Very serious question. Dagos Maimon says no. Based on the famous Gemara, and we know it from Sochem, many of us. With a NATO, which was thrown into a pit, and it's a question of Tumba also, and a pet, and we say, the posh that Gemara is that Nefo you can just throw out. Yes, it was wrong, back and forth. I thought, my belief, there's nothing wrong throwing out a Nefo. There's no good of Kura by Nefo. And the Mogan Avraham disagreed. No, it has to do with Nefo's Yotzin. There is Kura by Nefo. I have to tell you one thing, which I don't know you can argue with me, but I'll tell you my opinion. And at current events, I saw in the Jerusalem Post this week, if I'm not mistaken, had a book review of someone written, I think, in the Muslim of Ari Shiva, wrote a story about a terrible, terrible tragedy that happened to a stillborn child, if I'm not mistaken, that's how I read it. A stillborn child, and how they had all the rituals and the person to go through a stillborn child, to hold the child, to name the child, and to bury a plaque for the child, and to go through the whole, maybe even kind of a shiva, it's not really shiva, but you make a semi-shiva. The whole arich is to maximize the connection to have this feeling of grief and stress. And I know that there are people who even do this for a miscarriage. And this is also a loss of life, even an early miscarriage. Yeah. Miscarriage for 3 months. They have it, so they want to give a name, they want to have a burial plot, they want to have a this, and a loss, and they're not quite a shiva. And they have it so healthy and so important, psychologically, etc. In my understanding, it's exactly the reverse. Shulchan Aruch was a psychologist. I was exactly pumpsaker. I was discouraged all of this stuff. To wash that person of a sense of loss for his whole life, I mean, try to forget about it. I mean, it's hard, I know. Right now you're so into it. But in 5 years from now, if there's going to be a cemetery, you know, you never know where to go, you're never going to be able to forget about it. If there's no cemetery, there's nothing. It's not Chayav Shmura. You're not going to be able to... It's a tough call, but I saw a whole book, I just happened to see a book review. And I must say that my view is not that way. However, it is quoted that if it's a baby boy that's born or stillborn, somewhere here, is it in the Shulchan Aruch? Here it is. Sivot. Tinov Shemeis Ponashanimo. more than also al kivro below bracha v'koron lo shem. There is no need of calling a name. Shindon gimel tevav. They can't go against that. That's already a. But you know, this is made kodesh shanim. Also, some people extend it to stillborn. Some extend it to the fetus. You have to be careful how you deal with these things. You have to be very sympathetic. It's a tragic, it's a very big, especially if they didn't know about it before. Some of them know about it before. It's also a tragedy. They know about it before, the baby's stillborn, and then carry it a few months afterwards. Shem Yirah. I had a very serious shot with Tumas Kohanim and Marty like that. I was supposed to get to that today, but never. I'm shy. Maybe tomorrow. But Marty, very serious shot with Tumas Kohanim. It's called that kind of situation. But, how early on is there a requirement of Kavura for a nation? Sometimes there is, like we're not going to vote, how early on? But if our shaman quoted in the back of the Chaim of Rochel, the Shemer Shalom, on the Oth Nun, on the Nathal, where he says,
Against their God's Maimonides or the Ruah, and the Bina Lisim, I think it's Rabbi Yonis, Rabbi Yonis, and argues the Magen Avraham, I'm sorry to quote it, but some say that you should have a Kavura. That the Marsham, Neitha, but Gimel Chadashim, so her Gisha Bo, the Chuli Alma Pturim in the Kol. 3 months. And she hasn't felt the baby yet, everyone agrees you're putting from burial. What about 4 months? Not so much. My recollection, I'm going to go into it right, maybe tomorrow I'll go into it a little bit more, is that really, it's like a halfway point. Four and a half months, we don't require a Kavura and a half months, we do. But some of us are more making, obviously some of them are more marketing. That was the rule of thumb I developed. But I always say, I know my good friend and colleague, Rabbi Rosenblatt, has a special slot that she arranged with his Kedisha, the Levaya people, just for the fallen, small the living room. The less you know about the specific details, the better. Especially if it's just in utero, never came out to the world, alive. That's my view. Again, I know the others disagree with me, and I don't know. More my question is psychology, but that's how I understand. Okay, that's Shin Nun Gimel. Yeah. Shindun Dalin. Here she has put Shnei Meitim, Motsi and Atarishin, and Kach Motsi and Hashem. They did offer it in Shulchan Aruch. Two people died, the Mesef and Smachas. How do I say it? Never. First come, first serve. That's, what do you say, Kol HaKadim Zofa. But whoever dies first, gets very first. I think the Rav, I see a print in one of his, that's right. I think it's printed in one of the Robert's essays. What was it called? Yishalop? I think I heard it. The Rav Chaim came to Brisk. As soon as he came in, the first day there were two Leviathans, Brisk is a big town. One was the poor man, one was the biggest revere in town. But the poor man died first. The Chaver Kadisha, you know. So according to the Rav Chaim, I heard it on one of the tapes. Rav Chaim stood there by the Tara Breito, which is the Tara board where they do the Tara. They would not allow the Chevron Adisha to do the Tara for the rear. She first take care of this poor, unknown man first. So Rav Chaim, you have to be, you can't get into the Gemir. Az Khan, I heard from the Rav. They have different customs, different people. It's hard to, these days, the things are a little bit different. The whole world is different. Different cemeteries, different funeral homes, don't go there to stroll. You can't go with that mahalach as a rule these days. But
But the principle remains the same. All right. Let's go on. Shinun hei, menichas mitas shal isha berchov v'nei akavet. We don't do that anymore. Now it's, there's no difference between men and women. You're afraid of divas, etc. Now it's a different world. Diva, something would blow out of the body, would be desire to her and for the special world. Why did I say that before Shigamar? Coffins, they didn't have any coffins then. That's true. Okay. Shinun Zayin, Yisr Halana Tame, the rabbi's problem. The rabbi will make the first start on Sunday, will make the funeral on Wednesday. That's crystal stuff. You know, when someone dies in the glorious world, you hear the celebrity die, the last celebrity that was Frank Sinatra. So we don't have any love for or respect for. And they heard on the radio, the whole radio, not that she thinks that Sadiq Hazor, who knows what. But I think she died on a Friday, if it was Wednesday, something like that. That's how they do it by the Goyim, what's the rush? And unfortunately, the Goyish mentality creeps into the even with something that's so much wrong. They forgot the Pesach Chumash. He called it the Kibbutz Yalul, he's not so. You can't even know it's an age. It's a rabbi's job to fight against me. I've lost many a battle over this one. I always try to push it faster. Some of you may remember last year, I was sitting here in yeshiva, right here, trying to arrange desperately to have a levaya on a certain day. I was trying back and forth. I got a call in the morning and failed. Couldn't pull it off because of inefficiency. The Yekas, give them credit. I had a couple of cases. So when a person passed away in the morning, nope, the levaya was done already, that day, boom. It's finished. It didn't take so long. But, I could see them, lovely, wonderful people, they were so well-meaning, but they're just about loving, they just, I don't want to stereotype, it was just impossible, they couldn't get anything done. So the paper, so this, so that. I was so surprised, I thought I had that to a science there, in the Lower East Side, it was that doctor, if I was the next morning, all right, I can't help it, but there was, we got it done. But Yishalayim, there's no fair, not shy. A summer from my shul, father passed away, Erev Sukkot, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No problem. They could be running, ran, boom, boom, they did it with my, before Yontif, it was so late that they came back, the grandson came back, Mamish, into Yonder. But that's it. Imagine trying to do an American. Just try and dream about it. They're not shaykh. They're what? They get the papers. Shall I have a paper to make sure? Actually, after Yonder was the paper. The job done, you know. Boom. Yeah. So, yeah. So the Fitzgay Tzuma has lengthy discussion of the details. When exactly you're over Los Solis? Is it by night? Is it in the morning? It is love the Shavar, it's great, it's not up to us. Now, one of the subjects is the Keshuvah Alf at the end of it. We quote, listen carefully, the year Tav Kuf Lamed Bey, what year is that? Tav Kuf Lamed Bey, 1772, Shachochem Ramad. Who's Ramad? Who? No one knows? You don't even know who Ramad is? Not the Ramad, Reish Mendelis. Ramosha Dessauer. Who was Ramosha Dessauer? Mendelssohn. That was a famous drawing. V'sifre Ramad. Don't finish it. Al Tishlechu Yad. That was the jingo. Okay. Hachocham Ramad. Tohan Mahatni Rizuin Shulchachman Yisrael V'Omro. Ki Rofeis Maneinu Omru Sheinodah Gvul Amagul Ben Chayim Lamovet. The Epsilon El Abiqal Abbas, that's the famous Chassam Sofa Shilam El Ches. He spoke about my brain dead. That's the one. It's by Ramad. People write from the Mishnah Sof Nida. And if you go to the Sechus Mokhus, Rivakir Mal Amesim Az Gimel Yomim, Upamach Az Chai Echot, Akrechein, Chav Hei Shonim, Behold It Bonim. They check the Mesim, 3 Mesim is alive. And what they find is alive? So, and he lived 24 million years and had children. Knock, knock. Anybody there? Yeah, get me out of here. That was the case. 25 years, that kid. So get me out of here. That was that, Dr. Rahman. This is a muscular charade over here. That was that, history. That was that. Wait a minute. I'm the innocent culprit, but Eretz Mamish. Now he's buried in the ground. Hard to knock him down. Al Karcha Chachiyav Lahalino. Eilu Tvaro. So Rav Yaakov ended bashing him. Machala Meir Uchle V'Uchle V'Lanotla upon him. Boom. And the Rav Chassayf is ridiculous. Ridiculous. The essay and the Losa say that the Mesora, what's considered to be dead, not breathing, we know he's dead. Postmodern human, we spoke about it a long time ago, so when he first started the Shiru. I'm a step of smachas. So he knocked on the door and he said, can I get me out of here? Umikra v'yalma mikra marafokam echad le'elav shonin. Afilu le'miyuto le'miyuto le'havi. It's not shy, I forget it. Choni amagel. With Rip Van Winkle. Choni amagel. He lived 70 years, he woke up. That's ridiculous. You can't even think about these things. Forget about it. Very right away. What a fascinating Kutkachuva. Shin and Zion to cut now. Okay. Hilinu l'chvodo is mutter. What's the chvodo? Or v'tachrit, which is k'mat na'chayim v'yot. Or v'koninus, which is k'mat na'chayim v'yot. Oh, k'day sh'yavo krovim. Now we're talking. Kappas ma'chus v'choyom. This day, payments are so far long. Ola shmiya ayaros. Spread the word. So therefore, there are many cases they hold up a Leviathan from some other spot from California, from Eretz Yisrael. So they can give sufficient notice to people. You have to strike a proper balance. You have to strike a proper balance to know the general bias is to make the Leviathan as quickly as possible. But there are cases when you can't do it. The relatives coming in from, so just, you have to wait. Why not do it? He only walks. So, can't wait for long. And you shall lie, they don't wait at all. Period. See who you are. Hey, my little man, you shall lie. That's you shall lie in the Atika. That's Olsen. In Shamgar, that's not part of the old Jewish lie. I said, even though they're no longer in the old city, the minute extended. Ever wants, I need Yerushalmi, that's the yourself. I need Yerushalmi. Ever wants to put himself in Yerushalmi. So even if you're living in remote, you're still Yerushalmi for these purposes. So I know, wherever you are, as far as you can go, they consider themselves Yerushalmi, and they'll do the course at night. My grandfather was a nifter, in Eretz Yisrael. I mentioned his name a few last week. Sure enough, the course was done at night. Sunday night. I remember Rabbi Alfred was one of the brothers. I was zeicha to be in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Tzitzit. And I have many stories to tell about that chus that I had. I was on, there was no Rabbi Tzitzit there. I was pumped, he was nifter, I think it was Lag Barman. And I happened to be in Eretz Yisrael then. It was interesting, maybe it was such a, for me personally, so wild. I hadn't been there until in 12 years. I pumped then, and a whole different story how I got there at Eretz Yisrael. Of course, I go to Russia. And then there was the Chernobyl blew up, and so then I went with my wife to Russia, went there and drove, and it was a whole story. And I ended up there. Of course, I heard the news. I heard the news when I was in Caribbean. It's not a time. I told them there, whatever. They ended up going to the Savai with the Torah Or, which Rabbi Shimon of Alpenschwer, wouldn't let the Or into the Beit Medrash. Just held it off to the side. So I think we mentioned that before, right? And then the bus is our date. 10 o'clock at night. I've never been at a crew at night. I've never seen a crew in itself. There was no aura. You see, the first time you see it, you get a little,
no talent. Took away the talent from Tony. He says, no, I got a little, plastic, whatever they have, you know, just a little, I don't know what, I couldn't see exactly where it came from around him. And different, got a different solid spoon in Aristotle. Every piece of Aristotle, it's a different story. They go down and then they flip it across. A whole different pura. A different pura. Everything is different. Kitta, but my wife had a comment. That's an interesting issue. But in terms of Shabbatara, the women shouldn't go to a cemetery. Where is that? Okay. Yes, Shindon Tet. Yesh from Noah means not look at Noshim the base of Kfar and Akharami. And Zohar go must roll all the book of the thing. So it's the Yekas even here. Don't, the women don't go to cemetery. Not by Rabbi Meir. The Chesidim, they don't go either. And in Shalayim, Kavachayman. Meanwhile, I know we had to go from there to somewhere else, man. I had to go with her. I wanted to go. And she, I couldn't leave her in Gula somewhere. Who knows where. She came in the bus with me. They give it, the jury look, Yishan give it, the jury, I don't know what to do. I'm going to take out the bus in the middle. And it's in there. Came to the Levaya in Haran Basin. And there's the Rebbe from Scheinberg, the mother-in-law. Said, just go with it. There's about five other women there. I said, how do I say it? There's more literature, not that anyone into this whole business. So they did go. And then we sort of grew at night with an amazing experience. Whole different, everything was different. That's the mini-air control. They have the thallium and hug them. You can't argue with them because you can't. They don't let you argue with them. They just don't let you. This is the way we do it. Why? Minigi Rishalai. You can stand on your head, you can yell, you can scream. Minigi Rishalai. Not only that, but I should mention it now, but I don't know what else to mention. It's an incredible minigi Rishalai about the sentence of a male nifter not going to the Levi. You ever see this? You ever know this anytime? When my grandfather was nifter, my brother was zeichet to be there. I was not zeichet to be there. My brother was zeichet to be there. My brother, my sister, my aunt, three direct descendants, at least, were there at the Shatmite. But they had a Levi in, I think it's like, gone where you live. And then they were not allowed to go to the Harmonu. Where did this come from? From voodoo. Came in. But I saw the Asher Chaim, who talks about the Midrash of Yerushalayim. It's 200 years old. It's more than that. They have Kulara riots, and the children went to the Levite. Where did it come from? What's it all about? On children? Oh, it's a Cheret. Achor is a Cheret. When a male dies, he makes the following Cheret. He calls Daro lo yelavu lo yelpu achim atosu klal uklal. And they make a Cheret. They have in mind the Halfi Kabbalah, the time, yes, it's a fair Halfi Kabbalah. But the, every male, which male except for Yaakov Avinu would never add a Yinev Atoa Zerah Levatolah? Well, Ashaya. Ashaya. So to prevent it from happening, they had the Chayim. It's a funny story. It wasn't being right if I cared, but Yaakov Avinu's children went after and followed him and buried their son. Yaakov Avinu, the wrong Kerem Yomo, that's why the his children followed him from the tractor. Only Yaakov Avinu had the mic. He's not making it the right pattern. But he said in the same breath, as until 200 years ago, that even the same people, the Baal Shulchan Gavoh, made it to I don't know what Shulchan Gavoh, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avraham Malko. Sorry, I don't know, I'm not sure what it is. Anyone know what it is? 200 years ago, since the parish when it was. It was 200 years ago. He came from Ardanipo. Is that in Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey. It's not a Parsha. Then he came to Yerushalayim, top Teichem, and he made a Cherem. And after he made his Cherem, then later Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, 200 years accepted it. So Chaim, Atmas Kodesh, the Rebbe Yisrael Yaakov Al-Ghazi, the Talmud Shana Nadovi, the Talmud Shana Kavuna, the Chido, the Rebbe Yisrael Al-Ghazi, Avshalom Sharabi, Kubel, and many said after him, Chavili Agro, the Chalil of Zalba Bachra, Americans don't go for this in a big way. You can say, I'm not going to go to my father's Leviah. What are you out of your mind? I travel 6,000 miles. You can say, I can't go to my father's Leviah. I'm not listening to you. You can make any care you want. I'm going anyway.
they started less lightening up in the last 25 years. What happened, became more popular for Americans to come bring the Masons, and they want to lose business for them. Business. I'm serious, they're losing business. Huh? I mean, it's a beautiful city, and my mother lives in Beit Shemesh, but to say she's buried in Yerushalayim, it would be a lie, no? I mean, could be a lie. In any event, when they say Beseirish, they're ready to get Shara Chaim, so it's a tough cover for these 50 years, and they already saw that people weren't listening. And then they tell them not to go. If he goes, they take us to go ahead. They send him ahead, then they make the chair. This is what the kids who went ahead, not part of the chair. Hey, goes, this is the whole arena of our movie. What are you going to do? Go change the meaning. If you can't change it, you can't move these people. Yeah? Become Tommy, not that they don't become Tommy, but Tommy, well, he's Tommy. But they also go to the left. In many places, the women don't go. You know, Lawyer Tommy, the horse flies to women too, for passion, and they're sinners, so it's not a little bit. In any event, this is a chair which you should be aware of, and I never saw in America it's done anywhere. But it's, now speaking of Minhagim, I was told that when Mr. Bentheim, which was one of the brothers with Mr., a little over a year ago, that there was a certain specific Minhagim, which is Almana, Mrs. Bentheim, a very interesting, wonderful woman, wanted it to be done. She told the son-in-law, a close friend of mine, to make sure that the Minhagim, I think, came from more from Spartak. Spartak, well, I can't even blow chauffeur, and anyway, he started to blow chauffeur. So the Chevra Kadisha almost took his head off. This is last year, I'm talking about 50 years ago. They almost took his head off. We're going to stop the first session. We're going to drop. We're not going to bury them in vain. This is an unbelievable fight. We have the hood for the cross. The Chevra Kadisha reached the line. It's an ongoing battle. Went on. I got to hold the cross. It's a pitched battle. And the speech of Sanhedrin. We're going to blow chauffeur. We're not going to blow chauffeur. We're going to stop. They're going to stop. They are terrible. We're not going to bury him. You blow chauffeur one more time. We're not going to bury him. After they told me the story, I'm sure you've ever known something about the family. Find out what went on exactly over there. It was clueless to Brooklyn, apparently. Huh? That's it, when I drop, we're not going to bear. You cross us, you're rough. Heaven and earth are not adinim, you know, they're not known for their adinut. That's just the confession. You're not gags. They're tzaddikim. We're all beholden in Hagim Yerushalayim. What can I tell you? That's what goes on in real life. You should be aware of it. You should be aware of it. As far as women going to the cemetery, they try to stop it as well. All these things depend really on what the good is. What's your reaction to Kabbalah's Kabbalistic stuff? That's what it really falls down to. If you're really into Kabbalah, then you really follow all these things. But as I always say, Kabbalah is a soul. We're not looking to know about it. I'm a slow talker, I'm to keep it. Right? I'm not here to know about it. What's this? It's how people about it. I'm not here to know about it. I try to keep it without luck. It's not for the fact that the Shulchan Aruch is such a big makubal, these people would never even be known to those people. Rabbi Yosef Karo was not only the author of the Shulchan Aruch, was also very much involved in Kabbalah. So that's how, but Kabbalah is very much in. Later years, Kabbalah came very much out. I thought the Germans would do anything in their power against Kabbalah. It was abused. Malach was abused by Shabbat. You know what today? How to call Kabbalah for everyone. A layman Kabbalah. It was Shugoyim. They take the sister Torah and then destroy it. It's Rechmon al-Islam. Rechmon al-Islam. So I want to be Mazal for them in Hawking, but we have to cover more ground. Shinta Machalaf, I'm just going to mention very briefly. I just can't do anything. A Leviathan to make the mitzvah. You're supposed to go into a Leviathan, and should not go into a Leviathan. People always have struggles and decisions to make, you know, to go to a Leviathan, a Torah for Leviathan. If you want to go to Leviathan in New York, you'll never open a Gemara. Ever. No Leviathan in New York. The guy doesn't know where to go. The judgment call. when you're needed, when you're not needed. You can't go to every single levaya. It's not shayach. You know your relationship to the nifter or to the relative. You have to make a proper adjustment. It's not so simple to get. Okay, since on a base, you have to bury the karka. If you don't bury the karka, over anos mesa the orvel of kavar the karka, over mishim malin et amei. The mausoleum is not what we view as appropriate. In the son of the or the kavar of the karka, ain't an overall of. When we call makav yafal the kavar of the karka, mamash hafil the chutzlar. Better to bury without an orange. Eretz Yisrael, they bury without an orange, you know. There's no orange. In chutzlar, they bury always with an orange. However, as I mentioned before, the different ways to get out of this problem that they say it's better than the tourist karka. The yekis, they may leave a hole in the orange. Some of the karka should be considered partially a kavur of the karka. Chassidim, when they go down and they remove the bottom flank or some of the sides of the orange. Different ways how to overcome it, and most plain people that we know that they're you know, don't know the words of Paul Manegel. The doesn't say because they ain't over them, of course. You're full of cover the karka. Fruas eret mamish mitzvah fila b'chutzlar. And they're from an hogging. Some bury with an orange, some bury without an orange. You follow your minig. That's the. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Tur, beginning of Siman Shin, Samach, Bey. So, Nosim Ameth al Skaba v'pon of Lamala, which is enough for the Yerushalmi. What of the Shul Yoshe? I we saw someone sideways, that's an exception. I said we don't do it that way. That was Blom Shuvi, according to the Shuvi Bey. Which direction they bury in the cemetery? The feet towards the gate, towards east, because they're strong. King has a very difficult thing. Really very difficult thing. I don't know what to do with this one. I really don't know anything. I don't know what to do with this. Very serious problem. I don't know if we have a solution in America to this problem at all. That is, Shin Son of Bay's Sid Tay. In COVID, Russia is no Tzadik. Russia Gomer, Russia Chomer, Russia Kal, you know, different to Ivor Mises says. You just read it through it. No? The Shon HaKover, I think Rashi they quote. They say, this is called the Trophim, the Chnophim, and Erogim. So can in COVID, Tzadik, Vekosher, Urbanani, and Tuchot, and Luchlof. If you Tzadik, if you he's an average Tzadik, I mean, super Tzadik. How do you do it? How do you handle it? How do you handle it? It's not Shia. I know that. I know it's not a joke. It's a reality. My mother left someone buried in what they call the RCA section, where they have cars in the RCA section. It's a very important. And there they insist in that section. They don't insist to be a Gadol Hador. It used to be Shomer Shabbos. If you're not Shomer Shabbos, I'm not even known to sneak in, but officially, if you're not Shomer Shabbos, you will not bury it. So. That's the Madrega, so it's hard, but beyond it, you can't go. Even the Chazanish made a famous bet. He called it, it's a cross, Shomer Shabbos. He was buried there himself. But that's it, Shomer Shabbos. You can have such... And how about Eretz the Chelta Therabonim? Ooh, you ever see the Chelta Therabonim and Harmanuchas there? Ah! Gedoy Lior Lamamish, the Brit Gerov, Rabban Kotler, Mr. Zalman, you know, and all, Rab Moshe with the Bel Zerebe, and the Pachash Molevet. I'm not a big basic forest man, but you ever end up some kind of Leviah or something, just take a walk there, you see, Abdullah is there right there, both of the things. I'm a golden from the other, Abdullah's almond is there, it's just Tadika Gamurian, you know? Okay, they're big people. But we're playing Amcha. So we try to, but I feel a story of my aunt. My aunt had Karka in Eretz Achaim, what they call the Aguda section. Hoshiva section. But she had a request from her brother, an uncle of mine, he's not from, he's not married. He wants to be buried next to her. So my aunt, she has her heart, well, what are we going to do? But she, maybe better not say, but she gave up her plot, her expensive plot in a good section in there at the time, and went to some sort of generic plot. across a little road in Beit Shemesh, down a little further down, and had to be there with my uncle, the Bonham Rama. And because she wanted her brother to be able to be buried there, and they wouldn't let her in.
I'm not sure.
What to do in America about this, I don't know if they have any control. Anyway, I don't know. I guess they have Swedish, healthier, so they have tight control. They can make sure about the Shema Shah. Beyond that, not a government, it's not for us. We don't have that ability. I don't know what's possible to do with
it. Why
is that a country of any altogether than anything else? I just felt to be too close to what specific line. I'm so far behind what I wanted to do. Tomorrow we have to, we must somehow, Lee Netta, start up with Summit tomorrow, somehow or other. And I'm going to...